Welcome to How She Made It, where we talk about a photo that this mama made.
Hey everybody, it is Amy and it is Tuesday, which means another episode drop. This is a shorter How She Made It episode, which is basically where I chat to a guest about how they created a particular photo of theirs, and we get to hear the story and the heart behind it here on the podcast. Now, I just wanted to mention that these episodes work best when you actually click on over and view the image we're going to talk about. Now, you can do this today by just clicking on the link in the show notes section wherever you're listening to this episode. It might be on Spotify or on iTunes. Just keep scrolling below and you'll see some notes and there'll be a link there. Or you can just type into your browser mamatography.co/13 and you will see the photo at the very top of the show notes page. Now, it really does add to the whole episode learning experience, so I encourage you to do that now or once we get up to talking about the photo. On the show today, we have the lovely Lisa. Lisa is from the Northern Beaches in Sydney. She is part of our beloved alumni and she's also a mama to two kids under two. In the middle of having her kids, Lisa also decided to start a photography business and recently completed the January project, like a few of our other mamas in our alumni group. And you can actually hear us talk about one of her photos here on the podcast today. So I hope you love it. It's very sweet. It is full of meaning. And Lisa is just a sweetie. So I really hope you love getting to know her. And I would encourage you, go and give her some love. Go and check out her Instagram. Her handle is at Lisa Katrina Photography. So yeah, I hope you love today's episode. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for being here on a How She Made It episode. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. No. I'm excited and extremely nervous.
It's okay. You're in good company. Before we get on to chatting about one of the images that you've created, which I'm very excited to do shortly, I'd love to hear more about you and, yeah, who you are, where you're from, who your little humans are. Just tell us all the things.
Sure. So I'm a mum of two. I recently joined the two under two life. So I have a 19-month-old son named Jamie and a 3-month-old daughter named Callista. And we live on the northern beaches of Sydney.
Yeah.
With my very kind, gentle, talented, extremely intelligent husband. So, and our boisterous Labradoodle, Sabi, our firstborn, her baby.
And how's Sabi going with the two under two situation?
Oh, still adjusting.
Oh, that's so funny. It takes them a while, doesn't it?
It really does. I think she's kind of getting the point that she's been demoted again, that night times with us on the couch are, you know, her time.
Yeah, okay. Well, as long as she's got her night times.
Yes.
That's good. And Lisa, can you just tell us, what did you do with your days before you became a mum? Like, what was your previous life?
It feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
So I am a development manager. So property development has been my life for the last 10 years. So the moment I left home, from Newcastle, that's where I grew up. I think I was 18.
Yeah,
saw the big smoke. knew what I wanted to do. From a pretty early age, and so I've had a pretty fun, albeit very stressful career. And I'm on extended parental leave at the moment. That's life. Wow.
So I could imagine you're really good at making lists. Would that be right?
Yeah. I am. I don't mind a project and I don't mind a bit of admin.
Yeah, that's amazing. And Lisa, you're also a mammography student or alumni. We're still trying to work out what to call you guys. But you've gone through the mammography course as well. Tell us what made you want to do that in the first place.
Yeah, so I think Jamie was about 4 months when it popped up on my Instagram just as a kind of an ad. And I feel like at that point in time, I just started to get a handle on what motherhood was, but also desperately searching for some me time as well. And I think, you know, I had really thought about, do I do a course that furthers my career, or do I use this time to just invest in myself in a different way? And the creative arts have been a big part of my life, even though I had this quite busy corporate career. So
in what way? How has that been a part of your life?
Musical theatre was a very big part of my my childhood, and even when I was studying in Sydney, I had kind of a mid-course crisis and auditioned for NIDA and got in and did a part-time course whilst I was studying and working.
Amazing.
And it just reinforced for me then that that was still very much just a joy rather than a career. But yeah, so this I was looking for a creative outlet, and I also had a lot of difficulty capturing my son in the way that I saw him. And so it just felt like perfect timing, really. And being part of that first cohort as well was a very special time for me, and I know for many other mothers who joined the course. So
Amazing. It was so good to see you, Lisa, and just actually to see your journey from then until now. Is I think Trish and I always say we feel like proud parents, just in a little way, in a non-weird way. But yeah, just to see your journey, because not only have you did you start from what you said as not knowing really how to capture your son, to now you've started a business. So tell us about that and where you're at, because that's really exciting.
Yeah. So look, I was a certified noob when it came to photography. I had a really old camera, and I don't know, it was a really good camera to start on.
Yeah.
And what I thought was originally just for ourselves as a family and for, you know, some friends. At some point it started to change for me. I loved the joy I saw in others receiving images that I had taken, kind of just viewed through my world. Often it was the ones where they didn't even realize there was a camera on them. And so, yeah, extremely candid. And then I felt pregnant. it was awesome. Not planned. but after we got over the shock of it, it was obviously very, very happy surprise.
Yeah.
And you mentioned my lists, that I'm probably really good at lists. I was just kind of on this at this point where I'd made a decision about what I was going to do going back to work. Full spreadsheet. All of the options.
Amazing.
All of the timings. When we were going to have another kid, completely went out the door. There was like seven options. This did not feature. And so after I got over a very, very sick period of morning sickness.
Yeah.
Well, hyperemesis gravidarum. So it was particularly bad.
Uh-huh.
I started shooting a bit more, and that's where I felt maybe this can be my side hobby, my little hustle, artwork, really.
Yeah,
so, I launched my little business. I think I was 29 weeks pregnant.
Amazing.
So it was a very, very soft launch, and then it's been on pause. I'm looking back to get into some client work from March. Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of things in the background, March is the client start.
Yeah, amazing. Well done, because it's no easy feat to just kind of even have the mental capacity to actually put that together and do that, especially when you've got two under two, like you said. So you're doing amazing. But how nice that it's a job that you can actually just kind of stop and start and kind of fit into your life as a mum. And I think that's what I've really enjoyed as a just as a mum with my own business. And while at times, you know, it can be a little bit stressful, you can also kind of shape your life around your business, or your business around your life. Maybe is that the better way to say it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So no, that's so awesome. Hey Trish, we are just going to pause this episode for a minute and let everybody know about our lovely podcast sponsor, LoveJK. Now, you might have seen them around on Insta, and for good reason. They make the most beautiful things. Think frame prints, photo collages, incredible gallery walls that I'm really excited to get in my house very soon, personalized greeting cards, wrapping paper, art prints, photo blocks, and so much more.
And guys, I've checked them out. These aren't just your everyday printers either. LoveJK are an Ilford master printer. They print on Canon ProGraph printers, which pretty much means that they're the real deal. And as professional photographers, just know that this means a lot. All their frames are handmade locally in their studio in Melbourne, which ensures incredible quality, and they also offer a 100% love guarantee. LoveJK would be an amazing place for gifts for grandparents,
for yourself,
Christmas and birthdays,
all the things. So scope them out on Insta at LoveJK. Australia.
And Amy, you forgot the most important bit.
Oh, yes, that is right. They are generously giving all our listeners 15% off with the code MAMATOGRAPHY.
That is M-A-M-A-TOGRAPHY, and you'll need to use this at the checkout.
So get onto it. You've also just completed the January project. Tell us about that, because we've had a few students in the mammography group do this. And again, it's been beautiful to see everyone's photos. Has this been the first photo project that you've undertaken?
This would be my second January project. So the first one I did was not long after I finished the course. But I didn't put captions to it. And this year I held myself accountable to completing it by sharing it on my Instagram. So I did finish it and I have written captions and
well done.
All set to be printed. So
amazing,
I'm feeling pretty pretty accomplished.
That's right. And actually, Lisa, just explain that a little bit more, because people will be like, what do you mean by captions? So, and before that, I will just explain again for people who haven't, who don't understand what the January project is. Basically, it's just setting aside time each day in January and taking a photo of your kid over the, how many days? 31 days?
Yeah.
31 days in January. And so, yeah, this year you've said you've added captions. So just explain that a little bit more.
Yeah. So I guess it's just describing what was happening in that moment, even just a feeling. Some days it really fell out and it wasn't easy to write. Other times it was really quite challenging.
Yeah.
And I mean, I took a photo a day, like as published, but I took many photos each day. And they aren't, when I look through my final project versus, you know, what's sitting in my Lightroom catalog, they aren't necessarily the best photos, but they are photos which have some meaning to me, to my children, to my family. I remember being really moved by Trish's many years of documenting. I think at the end of the course, it was like our last catch up and she played it. I was a mess.
Yeah. I know, we were all in tears, weren't we?
I was an absolute mess and I was completely sold on it.
So
it's just been so nice to share that. My very humble following who have been sending words of encouragement, and you know, I would say it's been hard, surprisingly, to do the photo and the day, and by the end of it, we were all a bit over it.
I bet you were.
But, love a project.
Yeah.
And smashed it.
Oh, that's so good. And obviously there'd be some days that are easier than others, hey, but yeah, okay. It's mentally, like, how did you find that? Like, did you find yourself trying to think of what you were going to do the day before, or were you just trying to waiting for the photo to unfold before you? How did it kind of play out for you?
Mostly I took the approach of just whatever was happening in the day, and that tends to be how I shoot, what I'm drawn to, and the kind of client work that I like to take on as well, especially around the home. But there were a few photos that I did want to try and capture. So the one that we will talk about is one of them. But getting a self-portrait with my kids, that was so hard and basically impossible.
I love it.
Just the ages and my organization and just the day, the
totally.
Craziness of it. But I highly recommend it. It does not need to be January. It could be any month. And you don't need to start on that month. Just do 30 days if you really wanted to.
Preach it. Yep, that's exactly right. So, well, that's a beautiful lead-in. Let's actually go into talking about your photo now. I'm going to just pull it up on my screen. Gorgeous. So as you said, this is one of the images that you have taken during the January project. Can you just paint the picture for our listeners, maybe describe it like visually what it looks like and maybe what was happening when you took this photo?
Yeah. So it's a photo of my husband bottle feeding my daughter. So this is our regular dream feed that we have of an evening. So it was closer to 11 o'clock at night when I took this picture.
Yeah.
He has taken on a much bigger role with Calista in terms of care than, he was very involved with Jamie, but this time it's been very different. So when she was born, I became extremely ill and he and her spent a lot of time together and have a very special connection.
Yeah.
And this was a photo that I wanted to be able to capture. It didn't have to be at the dream feed, but yep. there's just something that's very soft about yep. it. So he is sitting in the feeding chair in our lounge room, which is sentimental because it's the same chair that we sat in mm-hmm. with Jamie, that mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time with Jamie. And I am looking through the fireplace. There oh. is some, it's lit from a number of directions. Yeah. So there's the TV behind me. Mm-hmm. There is a lamp that's giving some side light to his face. And there is a very kind of diffused rice paper light okay. in the background as well. Okay. But where we are is the ambient light of our neighborhood is pitch black. yeah, wow. There's a few different sources of light, but still, and, yep. and our home is predominantly cedar. So yeah. it's really quite warm and dark, or even yeah. on a normal day, even though there's quite large windows.
Yep.
So yeah, so I guess the rest of the image, you've also got our lounge room windows in there as well. Yeah. So there's a bit of reflection from the yep. TV in yep. the background.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful image. And like you said, I feel like it's quite soft in so many ways. And I think as well, like usually, like there's a lot of lines going on in this photo. Did you notice
that?
There's so many lines because we've got at the very back, we've got these diagonal wood panelings, and then you've got some kind of rail, like is yeah. that a stair rail or something behind?
Yeah, balcony rail.
Oh, yeah. It's an outside rail.
Yeah.
Cool. Actually, so the TV's reflecting through the window. Is that right? We're seeing.
The TV's behind me and it's, reflecting onto that window.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense in my head now. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, you've got so many lines because you're kind of looking. Yeah, we've got window lines. We've got what's to the left? I guess you've got the black pole in the middle, which is the fireplace. But yeah, then we've got these other lines down to the left hand side.
Oh, that's also part of the fireplace. Oh, as
it
well.
Is. So okay.
Yeah, it's yeah. been down. I mean, you could actually see the lamp in the original image.
Okay.
But it just kind of became a bit too distracting. So I've just sort of brought it all in just on that moment.
Yeah.
And then to the right is just the doors out to our balcony. And I originally thought I would take this photo from outside, looking in. But
that's what I thought it was, to be honest, when I first looked at it. Yeah. Obviously not knowing your home, but beautiful.
A very meaningful photo for us and for their time together as well.
Amazing. Yeah. That's so good. And how did you go editing this photo? How did you feel when you brought it into Lightroom? And I'm saying that because when we take photos when it is dark and late at night, it's harder to edit these kind of photos. So how was your experience with this?
In terms of my settings on this, my ISO was really quite high to begin with, so I didn't have to add any extra grain. I was trying to remove a bit, and I'm not.
Yeah.
I love grain. But there is quite a lot. So I think the settings on this photo were an aperture of 2, shutter speed of 250, and the ISO was 6,400. And I could have pulled that down a bit more. So, you know, recreating that photo, maybe I would have pulled it down a little bit more, but I don't think it would make too much of a difference. And it's definitely one of those photos that looks much better in black and white than it does in color. But I think I just lifted the shadows and the blacks a little bit and increased the exposure just to lighten it up. But I mean, it is quite dark and moody to begin with in our home at that time. So and I think it's reflected in that image.
It is. It's beautiful. And like you said, like we all love grain. It all gives it that moody kind of gritty feel. And sometimes I think, like you said, like we don't really need to worry too much about your ISO settings, especially at night, because that's just the nature of nighttime photography. You're going to get more grain, and it adds to the story. We're not trying to go for a perfect image. We're going for like a picture that tells a story. Can I ask what camera are you using?
So I use a Canon R6.
R6, cool.
The lens that I use 95% of the time is the 35 RF lens, which is very, I love the lens.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful? I know.
I want more.
Of course you do. What's next on your list?
Oh gosh, it changes. But I think a really good 50, I feel, is the next one for me. I do oscillate with a few, but I keep coming back to that.
Yeah. No, the 35 and the 50, you will never regret. They're the perfect pair for portrait photography, in my opinion. Yeah, Lisa, I just think this image that we've just talked about is beautiful. I was wondering whether if the reflection of the TV wasn't in there, like how the photo would look without that. But I love it. I think it adds to it. And particularly the actual picture that the TV is frozen on. I was just like, yeah, I'm like, is that you? It's not, but it's like, you know, it looks like a woman driving a car or something like that. But yeah, I just think there's so much interest. Like there's so much, like you said, light coming from different places. And I think that's more what I want to say. There's light coming from different places, and we've got the light behind the TV, you know, the side light that you've mentioned. And yeah, this photo could be harsh in so many ways because of the angles and the lights. But there's, for some reason, not some reason, it's because you're very talented, you've made it look beautiful and just soft, and obviously you'll treasure this one forever, I'm sure.
I think it comes really down to the softness that I see in my husband's face. Sorry, I'm just getting a little bit emotional.
please.
Oh gosh. And I guess that's beautiful. Exactly what you want out of your images is to evoke an emotion. And I really, I guess when you're talking about the TV in the background, yeah, I mean, what would it look like without it? But the truth is the TV is always on. when we're sitting there, some of those are very long nights and the TV's just sort of softly on in the background as well. Yeah. So I think my approach to photography is to try and capture things in a gentle and honest way. And I don't like to change the scene too much, if any. So
because this is your real life, isn't it? This is your real life captured. And
it's a real life, and I think I get very emotional about this with the second, like with my second child, because I had that kind of connection with my first with breastfeeding, and this time around it just couldn't happen. It couldn't work for us. So I'm very I love it.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, Lisa. And your husband has seen the photo, obviously. What did he say?
Yeah, he sees every photo. He sees everything. He loves it, but you know, he's wildly supportive of this journey that I'm on and the documenting of our family in particular. So as a creative, he often does have his own opinions of things. And if I don't like it, I'm like, tell me why, and then stop talking.
That's so good.
But yeah, he's great. He loves it.
Yeah. It's so lovely that you've been able to kind of jump into this world of photography at the start of your kid's journey, don't you think? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel, I say this many times over, and I know you hear it from so many other mothers, but I am just so grateful for the skills and the knowledge that you and Trish have so generously shared and continue to share in our community as well. So it, you know, big words, but it is life-changing for us. Yeah. And, you know, I think when you started, you didn't think your community would be this deeply obsessed and grateful. And, you know, organically, you've fostered a community that has generated many, many friendships across, you know, many states as well. So
absolute pleasure. You're going to make me get teary now, but no, like I said, it's not something Trish and I were so focused on getting this course out, and we didn't forget about the relationships that would be built, but it just caught us by surprise about how much people loved this and how deep they went. And just the gift of photography for each mum, just seeing that unfold for them has just been, I keep saying, it's been the highlight of the last couple of years for me. So yeah, so I'm so glad that this is something that has kind of, you know, in a non-corny way, kind of captured your heart and a gift that you can just keep on giving to your family. Yeah, because and like I said, like getting into photography at the start of your kid's journey just means that you can, like, there's so much growth that happens in those first couple of years, isn't there? Like, even in the first 6 months or 12 months, like, it's just, you know, like,
it's crazy. And I think having them so close together is really, really, really showing that. So Yeah. I am an avid home shooter.
Amazing.
Much to the annoyance of my family from time to time.
Yeah. It's okay. Just keep going.
Yeah.
They'll get used to it. Lisa, it's been so lovely having you on and chatting about this photo and hearing a little bit about your journey. If there was any mums that wanted to connect with you or even book a photo shoot with you, or, you know, have resonated with what you said, like, just tell us where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lisa Katrina Photography. Yep. Or on my website, which is lisakatrinaphotography.com.au. I can't believe that I'm saying that.
You've got your own website.
Yeah, I built it. I do everything myself.
It's been so lovely hearing from you. And yeah, I just wish you all the best for the what's ahead, even for the next 12 months, and just kind of be amazing to see where you are in another 12 months. So yeah, thanks for being here. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Pleasure. I enjoyed this conversation. It's a lot less stressful than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, and it was a pleasure to hear from you.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Amy.
Wasn't Lisa a sweetie? I really hope you loved today's episode, guys. I just wanted to quickly let you know before you go that if you are a mum or a dad and you would like to improve your photo taking skills, then I want to let you know about a free 5-day mini course that Trish and I have created for you. Now, you can use your iPhone or your big fancy camera and you'll get 5-minute lessons, because we know that you guys are busy parents, delivered to your inbox over 5 days. Hopefully this little course will encourage you, it'll inspire you, and maybe you'll even take a few images of your kids that you absolutely love. Just go to mamatography.co/5-day course, or click the link in the show notes underneath, and Trish and I will see you in your inbox. Okay, we will see you next week on the podcast. Bye, guys.